Good morning. Coming up on 9:15 on the Mighty 690. It is time for our chat with Keith Beaumont from Sun Group Real Estate Appraisals and Auctions. Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
Doing great this morning, James. How about you?
Hey, doing good. So I'm looking forward to this warm weekend we got on the way, so can't argue with that.
Yes, me and you both.
Yeah,
it's felt like winter the last couple days.
Yeah, I totally hear you. So, hey, we do have some time to let you fill us in a little bit on what's been going on in your guys' world, and I know you've been busy as always.
Yeah, it's actually been pretty busy here lately, and this has been a really busy week for us. So we've had a few different closings. I've had three different closings. We also got a couple new listings that's also got those, getting those. I haven't got them online yet, but we've got two new listings this week. So between the closings and the new listings, that's been pretty busy. We had another successful land auction that we did this week. We did that Tuesday. We've had a great turnout and a great end result to the price. And so overall, it was a total success. And so just want to give a shout out to it. It was actually one of the listeners right here on KGGF that we was able to help. So just want to give a shout out to Dell. If you're listening this morning, thank you for letting us handle that. We've got some other things coming up too. We've got some land auctions that we've got 157 acres that we're going to have coming up here in March. Also looking ahead into April, we're going to have a couple different tracts. It's 160 acres, and we're going to sell those and two different tracts of land is how that's going to be done. We also got a really nice large ranch just right under 1,000 acres. That's going to be coming up as well. So got a lot of big things when it comes to these auctions looking forward. Also got some personal property auctions too. Still working on getting all that together, but we will have some dates and some sale bills and some advertising information on those as well. Got some nice equipment coming up, and it looks like some other ones that I've still got to go look at. So anyways, it's a lot coming up, getting into the springtime here. Looks like we're going to be pretty busy, and just be watching for those and listening here on the radio. I'll talk about all those as they get a little bit closer. And also, you can always follow us on our website at sungroup.com. So, and then you can also check out all of our other listings that we have, and all of our different types, residential, commercial listings, and all that stuff too. So it's real easy to get around that website. So, and you'll find, like I said, going to land, you know, we've got nice 80 acres up by Howard, you know, for sale. We've got a really nice house in Howard that we're selling that's been completely remodeled. But, you know, again, get on the site. You can go in there and look at pictures and look at all that stuff. So a lot of good information on the site.
Hey, go ahead. Go ahead. I was just saying that's glad you were able to help Dale out there and everything. So good deal on that. I'll let you continue.
Yes, absolutely. And speaking of what we did for Dale, you know, we did a land auction. So kind of talking about auctions today and personal property auctions. And I'll talk a little bit about the process of how those work, because sometimes there's still people that I still sometimes get phone calls from that doesn't know how an auction works. So the process of the auction's pretty simple, and it's really easy. So if you was to show up to an auction, and let's just talk about, say, personal property auction, you know, first thing you would do is show up. And you want to get registered with the cashier. And how do you get registered? Well, you'd want a photo ID, so use your driver's license. And then after that, they're going to issue a number. And that's a bidder card that has your number on it. And that will be your number for the remaining of the auction. So anytime that you decide you want to buy something and you bid on it, and you are the successful bidder to that, you'll just want to show that bidder card or relay that number back to the auctioneer, who always gets that relayed back to the clerk. So it's real simple as far as how to buy it. You're just buying something with a number. So real easy process there. So before the auction even starts, the auctioneer always has opening announcements. A lot of times you talk about the terms of the sale, the order in which things are going to go into. Introductions, introducing the seller. And also the auction crew, which is pretty helpful because if you need help with something or if you have some questions on something, you'll know who to go talk to. We got guys that are there to help you get loaded up too. So whenever you get to a spot you want to get loaded up, it's nice to know who those guys are. Some of the announcements may be how's the auction ran as far as what are we accepting, cash, card, check only. Those are all important things. The things that you're buying may be just sold as they are. We don't know much about them. Another thing is like how long do you have to remove a certain item, especially becomes important when you're selling machinery and those types of things that are larger. And maybe it's going to take, you're not getting it out that day. We've even sold sheds and, little buildings and stuff like that, too. So those are all important things that you need to know before you bid on an item. So that's why it's important to either, call ahead and ask some questions or just showing up early and hearing all those opening announcements before the auction starts is really helpful. I've had people that showed up, didn't understand how something worked until, they've asking these questions at the end of the auction, and it was something that wasn't really going to work with them. But and that was because they missed the opening announcement, so they weren't understanding, the terms of all of that because they weren't there. So anyways, it's important if you can show up early, hear those opening announcements. That way you know exactly what's going on. Or call ahead. You can always call me, ahead of the auction. I'm happy to talk to you, let you know whatever it is that you have questions on. So once, the auction, we get it started and we're selling an item, make sure that when you want to bid on something that you're just aware, you can be seen, that's done in so many different ways. And it's not that you have to, be swinging your arms around and hollering, even though that's how some people choose to bid, which is just fine. We've got some people that will just holler really loud when they want to bid. Some will wave their hand, but I got a lot of people that come to the auction that, like to bid more silently, where people don't know that they're even bidding. Maybe they, give a nod. Some of them might give a wink. Had sometimes that may just tap me on the back. Maybe they're behind me and they're just tapping me on the back and I can feel them. There's a lot of unique ways that people choose to bid on things. But however it is, just make sure you're up there where that we know that you are bidding. And, generally I've done so many auctions now, where I've understand when people are trying to bid like that. You can kind of read people now because we've done enough of them, read them and know if they're trying to kind of bid silently and how they're doing it. But as long as you have that communication with the auctioneer, you're going to be fine, but you want to make sure that your bid's going to count. The worst thing that we, have happen is, someone thought that they were bidding and they weren't, that don't happen very often with us, but it still does every once in a while. But most of the time, we don't see that too often. We watch the crowd really good and we scan it, to make sure that we're not missing anyone. And, if you're bidding on something that you really want, you're going to make sure that you, are up there and make sure you are in. So But really, other than that, it's kind of how it works. You know, at the end of the auction, you know, you're going to want to check out with the cashier. So the same place that you checked in at is the same place that you're going to want to check out at. And when you do that, all the tickets that you have that the cashier has made out for you will be with the cashier, because all those items are itemized down and the amount of it and all that, and then that's given back to the cashier. They get you figured up before you get out of there, and that's how you get checked out. So kind of how that process works. You know, there's several different people, and so you real quickly, I'll kind of go through that too. You know, your cashier that you have there is going to be responsible for getting everyone registered, you know, all the bidders, and then also sorting through all the clerking sheets, you know, getting each ticket with the correct bidding number. So when everyone will have the correct amount when they're checking out, which is another job of the cashier to make sure and collect all the proceeds of the sale. So they got to make sure they get everything correctly. And the clerk that I was mentioning earlier, you know, the job of the clerk is to write down the description of all of the items being sold, so the amount that it was sold for, and who the buyer was, and that's using the bidder number that I was saying that you want to register and get your number, so making sure that gets on there. You know, the clerk's got a pretty tough job, you know, trying to keep up with the flow of the auction, getting everything written down, because that's what they're doing all day is just writing. Some of these guys will come out telling me how their hands hurts all day long because that's all they've been doing. So getting it all wrote down correctly, making sure you got the right number and the right price on there. And I've helped out, you know, some clerking here and there before, and I'm always great to see the actual clerk come back and take over that job again, because it's a busy job, and you're working around a lot of people too, so there's conversations and trying to hear and pay attention. So they've got a pretty tough job for the day whenever they're doing that. So also we have different ringmans. You know, those are guys that are also helping scan the crowd, you know, trying to find bidders, someone that may be bidding. Also they're help setting up things as we're moving along through the auction, and getting the next things ready to be sold. So so Ringman's got a few different things that they're doing. And also some of these guys, too, that we'll have at the auction are helping not only set things up, but we also got some that run around trying to help people get things loaded up, too, as well. And that's another important thing, too, I guess I didn't say, too, in the opening announcements, that you might want to pay attention to or before the auction. I think really before the auction, if you're looking at something, some big items, something important to find out is there a way to get it loaded? Is there going to be a tractor available or a loader or anything? You know, this may be something, too. I was just thinking about that. That's kind of an important thing before you go to the auction, because, you know, you buy something, and now what are you going to do? If they have no way of loading something up, then that means that you're going to be responsible for getting something there. And so that may change your mind on buying an item. So that's another important thing, too. So, but anyways, we usually have guys that are running around that are help loading things that are loadable by person. So those guys will usually be there, too. Of course, just the auctioneer, you know. And, you know, an auctioneer needs to know how to sell an item, obviously how to count, you know, keep a watchful eye on the crowd, just make sure that, you know, not we're catching all the bids and all that. And then, you know, to have a smooth enough chant where everyone that's at the auction can stand to listen to you all day long, because usually these auctions, you know, are not just an hour deal. They're usually lasting a good portion of the day, some of them all day. So you need to be able to, you know, be at least where people can stand to listen to you all day and to get your numbers right. So that's kind of, you know, the different people that you'd find at the auction and kind of what they do and how an auction would work. And land auctions are, even though they're a lot different, at the same time, they're a lot the same. Land auctions don't typically last near as long as what a personal property auction lasts, because maybe in a land auction you're just selling one tract of land. Now, you could be selling several, and obviously that takes a little bit longer, but if you're just selling one to two tracts of land, you know, maybe it's something like that would, you know, take 30 minutes. And the process of all that, the way that the auctioneer conducts that, it's obviously in a lot slower tempo. You know, it's something that's usually worth a lot more. And but then also at the same time, it's only one item that you're selling. So those are sold a lot different than, you know, the personal property items that that you're selling more quickly and trying to keep the tempo going and moving along. So, you know, just with the experience of auctions, you know, I mean, you a good auctioneer that has that experience will know how to conduct those sales. You know, whether if you're selling land and the speed and the tempo, you know, will know, or if you're selling personal property items and it's something that, you know, you have to get through. And all that comes with a lot of experience. And we've done lots of those. We've got lots of experience when it comes to auctions, land. You know, that's the stuff that we specialize in. So if you have any questions about that, you know, I know that's a lot of stuff that I went over there. But if you think that you have a property that might sell good with auction, you know, just like we helped Dell with his, he identified that he had a property that would sell good at auction, and it did. And so if you have any questions with that, you know, just let us know. We'd be happy to look at it. And if it's better to sell it traditionally, or maybe that's the way you'd rather just list it, maybe you would rather not do an auction, you know, we can certainly do it that way too. So give us a call with any of your real estate questions, you know. Doesn't hurt to give us a call and talk to us. It doesn't cost anything. If you have any questions, feel free to give me a buzz. I like talking about these things. You know, if it's real estate or if it's land, you know, give me a buzz about it. So also, we've got a couple different locations. We've got an office in El Dorado, but we also have one in Fredonia. That's where I'm at. So if you're up in Fredonia, if you want to swing in and say hi or grab a sale bill sometime, feel free to do that. Right downtown Fredonia on the square, so really easy to find. Also, again, get on our website, sungrouprealestate.com. Check out the website. And then if you have any questions, you know, just give me a call. My cell phone is 316-680-5131. Again, that's 316-680-5131.
Excellent, Keith. Well, hey, I appreciate you kind of breaking all that down for us. And, you know, it's always fun to attend an auction. And, you know, I found, you know, if you're maybe kind of new to it, just kind of start watching the room, maybe, you know, stand in a place where you can kind of watch the crowd even for a little bit. And that way you can kind of see, you know, what other people are doing and kind of how they interact with the auctioneer and the ringmen and that sort of thing. And just kind of get a feel for it. So, you know, it's always a good time.
Yes, exactly, and good point. All you got to do is, like you said, just go there if you don't know anything and watch it happen, watch a few items sell, and like you said, you're going to catch on to it real quick, and I think you're going to find it fun. If you haven't been to one and haven't done this before, you're going to find it a lot of fun. So we got a lot of the same people that come to our auctions, we're used to those certain people, but we're always happy to see new faces. And the guys that go there are generally all great people, and everyone's just there to have a great time. A lot of these are done on Saturday, so we get to spend our Saturday together, and we just have fun. That's the important thing.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Well, hey, Keith, appreciate you coming on by here this morning, and we look forward to talking with you next week.
All right, James, thanks a lot. Catch you next week.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. That is Keith Beaumont here of Sun Group on the Mighty 690. We get to talk with Keith each and every Friday at this time. We do have more open lines straight ahead here on KGGF.